Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Visit CordellCordell.com.
Late games, loud opinions, and money time moments. BetMGM Tonight rolls on.
Do my thing. Welcome on back. BetMGM Tonight, Westwood One Sports. He's Brett Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. The phone number to join the show, you can call and you can text 310-840-4910. The conference finals are here with two great matchups. Be part of the playoff action when you bet with Boosted Odds. Activate your Odds Boost token for any bet on the NBA playoffs, and you'll receive a bigger payout if your bet wins. Get ready for tip-off with BetMGM. All right, before we get to Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals tonight, Spurs and the Thunder, and before we get to Game 1 tomorrow night in the Eastern Conference Finals with my New York Knicks, who have been waiting a long time, and James Harden and Spidey and the Cleveland Cavaliers. We got to talk about how we got there in the East first, Brad. I mean, holy smokes. Have you ever seen bigger disappointment from a home team in Game 7? The Pistons get blown out of their own building yesterday, 125-94. If you thought this game wasn't over at halftime, which in retrospect it was, when it was a 17-point game, how about the fact that almost immediately in the third quarter, the Cavs opened it up to a 20-point lead, and the closest, like the absolute closest Detroit got in the third quarter was 16. That was the smallest deficit. I mean, this was a freak. This was nearly a 40-point game at one point in the fourth quarter. I mean, we talked about James Harden. I was waiting for the James Harden disaster class in a Game 7. We kind of got it. He had 9 points on 2 of 10 shooting, but he had 5 rebounds and 6 assists. Jared Allen and Evan Mobley absolutely dominated the entire Pistons roster. They dominated Jalen Duren, who has one of the worst entire playoffs you could have from an all-star player. Cade Cunningham, a 13-point playoff worst, 0-for-7 from, I mean, just every single way you want to break this one down. It was non-competitive from the Pistons standpoint. And so the Cleveland Cavaliers are moving on. And now, does it feel like that trade for James Harden in February has been vindicated just because they got to the conference finals here, Brad? Or I know I'm a Knicks fan. You don't have to placate me. Do you feel like the Cavs have to make it to the NBA Finals for this season to really be worth it, or do you feel like they got over the hump they needed to get over?
They're already playing with house money at this juncture, in my opinion. The fact that they made the Eastern Conference Finals, I for one believe they've exceeded expectations as a result. I didn't remotely have any thought of them making it this far and deep in the NBA postseason. It's wide open outside of your beloved New York Knicks, as the Eastern Conference has really been. They've played well above the expectation that's out there. And James Harden's a big reason why. Yeah, he kind of fell on his sword yesterday, but they didn't need him. I mean, Sam Merrill, for the love of God, 25 minutes off the bench, 23 points. He shot 70% from the floor, 5 of 8 from way downtown. He was brilliant. And, you know, it's either him or somebody else coming off that pine that's just made some big play after big play when they're rotating in and getting the stars some of the rest. And that's been the big factor for the Cleveland Cavaliers in that series is Detroit outside of Kane Cunningham. I mean, Tobias Harris was that guy for a while. But he disappeared the last couple of games. Only had 5 points. He was 0 for 6 in 23 minutes yesterday. Dern, as you mentioned, has been a colossal disappointment. Thompson only scored 5 points yesterday. Jenkins has been fairly reliable at 17 points in 34 minutes, and Duncan Robinson at 13 points in 22. But they just were not getting consistent results out of their secondary and tertiary contributors in support of Cade Cunningham. That's the bottom line. And what's also bat-bleeping crazy when you look at the box score in this game is that the Cavaliers are only 11 to 34 from distance. So they shot 32% from three-point land. They left so many stinking points at the charity stripe on the floor as well, going 28 to 44. That's only 64%. And you're thinking, oh, they probably lost the game. At best, they maybe won by one or two. No, folks, they won 125 to 94. And yes, the Pistons shot 76% from the free throw line, roughly the same percentage from distance at 31%. But they just missed so many easy baskets in that game. 30 of 85 from the floor overall. That's 35%. That's awful, my friend. That's like a lower level MAC school performance, like somebody at Kent State. Not even in the great years of Antonio Gates could they have, you know, performed at that level. I mean, it was just a disaster class by Detroit, to say the least. I think Eastern Michigan, the Pride of Ipswich, Lanny would have given them a game yesterday. So, you know, got to give flowers and credit where they're due. It's the Cleveland Cavaliers. They, you know, left egg on my face. I thought for sure they were going to lose this game. I thought for sure they were going to fumble the bag in this seven-game series, but they shut me up. And they're just pointing their fingers and laughing at me as a result. Kudos to you, Cleveland. You have earned all of the accolades imaginable, and largely because James Harden, he kind of sucked yesterday, but overall in the series, he didn't.
Yeah, I mean, game two was brutal for him. And after that, he got progressively better and better. In game six, he wasn't very good, and the Pistons won it. Game seven also wasn't very good. But, you know, again, he overall was a net positive. I don't know if officially in the box. I mean, yesterday he was a plus 31, which is like every time James Harden was on the floor, even though he didn't shoot the ball well, the Cavs were running the Pistons out of their own building. And I think it was like you said. I mean, you shoot 35% from a game in the NBA, you're not winning it. You're not. And yes, and the Cavs left so many points on the board. They could have put up 150. They could have scored 150 points in this one. By the fourth quarter, they had the entire bench in. I mean, the pace slowed down. You're not trying to run up the score. You're not trying to run in transition. Basically, it became a YMCA game in the fourth quarter of a game seven. That's how bad it was. Donovan Mitchell, right from the get-go, he took it to Detroit. He was a scorer. He was a facilitator. He had 8 assists. And how about this crazy stat, Brad? The 8 assists came on 8 assist opportunities. So every assist he had, like, they didn't miss a shot off of a potential Donovan Mitchell assist. That's how locked in Cleveland was in the beginning of this game. And when that tells you, though, too, that most of those shots were wide open, including from Sam Merrill, who, yes, the game of his freaking life with those 23 points and those 5 3-pointers. Donovan Mitchell was constantly setting up Jared Allen for easy dunks. Jared Allen, by the way, this guy's like a game seven animal. I mean, he had one of the games of his life in game seven against Toronto, has 23 points and 7 rebounds last night. And I was talking a little bit of smack on Evan Mobley. He was a defensive genius, as he normally is, throughout the entire series. But I wanted to see more offensively from him. And as this series went on, he got better and better.
Yeah, he did.
And better and better. And so Evan Mobley stepped up like the guy that's getting paid max money, contract money like they needed him to be. Max Strus, who got the start last night for Dean Wade, because it was like, why are you even having him start the game on the bench when he's contributing like a starter? And so Kenny Atkinson finally put him in the starting lineup. And I can't remember ever seeing such a flat game seven home performance from a one seed. From a one seed. And Detroit's got major questions. We can get to them later. But again, your thoughts on the Cavs going in there and beating down the Pistons 310-840-4910. All right, really quickly here. So we've got Knicks and the Cavs coming up tomorrow night. Let's just give out, if you're looking to make a wager or two at our friends at BetMGM before this series starts, Brad, how are you looking to play my New York Knicks versus the Cleveland Cavs?
It's going to be a wrap for the Cleveland Cavaliers in short order, in my opinion. I think they will not get swept in this series. I think the Knicks are going to take it in five games, plus 320 to do so. Real quick, the reason why I like this. The Knicks won two out of three against Cleveland in the regular season. And you look at the Knicks in terms of efficiency basis, on a per-possession basis, they are numero uno this entire NBA postseason in net efficiency ranking. Number two in offense efficiency, number two in defense efficiency, consistent across the board. Cleveland number six in net efficiency, or number five in offense efficiency, and number eight in defensive efficiency. So I think your Knickerbockers have the leg up. Jalen Brunson and the boys are moving on in five. Again, plus 320 if they do exactly that.
Well, I would love that. That would make this round very sweat-free for me as a fan, considering they swept the Sixers, and I thought there was going to be some games where they let it slip and some panic, and boy, they just completely took care of business. So I hope that they win it in five. That would be great. That would be a real treat for me. I'll just give you two plays here if you want to put $5 on them before the series starts tomorrow. If you're looking for an Eastern Conference Finals MVP, I think there's a tremendous amount of value in OG Anunoby at 25-1. He's back healthy by all reports. He's 100%. He's good to go. OG said it himself in one of the practices over the last couple of days here, the hamstring not as bad as the hamstring injuries he's had in the past. And so if he's healthy and he's having the impact that he's had so far in the playoffs, he's been the Knicks' best player. Like he was. It wasn't Brunson. Wasn't Carl Anthony Towns. It was OG Anunoby. Not only what he does with his defending, but he was averaging over 21 points per game. If he has that same impact, there's a pretty damn good shot he can win Eastern Conference Finals MVP if the Knicks win this series. It's going to be either three legit candidates. It's him, Brunson, and Kat. And as much as I want Carl Anthony Towns to take a step forward offensively, the Knicks offense hasn't been playing like that. And of course, it starts and ends with Brunson. But if Brunson has some inefficient games, OG Anunoby can win Eastern Conference Finals MVP with his defense and with his rebounding and with his three-point shooting. So 25-1, I think that's worth $5. And then if you're looking at somebody who's going to lead, the leading rebounder for the entire series, Karl Anthony Towns is an unbettable number. So Evan Mobley, who's the leading rebounder for the Cavs in the regular season and in the playoffs, and in the postseason, he's only got about one and a half less rebounds per game than Karl Anthony Towns. Evan Mobley at 9-1, I think, is a decent bet. Again, $5, $10 before this series begins. Those are two things that I'd like to play. And then let's get to game one tonight here, Brad. We'll talk about it in much more detail, but just to scratch the surface here, because we got nearly 2 hours before it tips. Spurs and the Thunder, game one, Western Conference Finals, OKC, 6.5-point favorite. The total, it's been going up, 221.5. Thunder are minus 235 on the money line. The Spurs are nearly plus 200. I think this series is going to break viewership records. I think this is going to be must-watch TV. SGA, the new two-time MVP, versus the alien Victor Wembanyama. And Wemby, I had the Thunder going to the finals before the playoffs started. I got the Thunder going to the playoffs still. I think they make a statement here tonight in game one, Brad. I think the Thunder cover the 6.5 points. What do you like in this one?
Yeah, I think that's an excellent call. Look, the Spurs could be ultra competitive in this series, but I think the Thunder are going to win this thing going away as well. I would lay that chalk on the 6.5, kind of like the under of the 221.5 as well. Looking at the matchup here on paper, I mean, San Antonio has been incredible in terms of net efficiency ranks. They're number two so far this NBA postseason, and OKC right there behind them at number three overall. OKC number one offense efficiency, though number six in defense efficiency. San Antonio number three in offense efficiency and number one in defensive efficiency. My favorite play in this game, a guy that's kind of been a breakout sensation in this NBA playoff run, AJ Mitchell, the pride of UCSB. Go Gauchos! I'm going to take the PRA, points, rebounds, assists, combined 20 plus at minus 115. I look at Mitchell, a guy that's just getting this done consistently. In fact, he's done it in seven straight games. So, as I mentioned, kind of a breakout sensation this postseason, averaging 18.8 points per game, 4 rebounds per game, and 4.9 dimes per game. Really stuffing the stat sheet. Went under once in two regular season matchups against San Antonio, 19-21 the PRA. Though, again, the Spurs, number one defensive rating. Still, I think A.J. Mitchell could be that X factor in this game and another major reason why the Oklahoma City Thunder do take game one, and I say they win between 10 and 12 points.
Mm. By the way, injury news, De'Aaron Fox questionable, but did participate in shoot around for the Spurs. He's been dealing with that ankle injury. He kind of went to the locker room briefly in their game six beatdown of the T-Wolves. So we'll keep an eye on that for you. Luke Kornet also questionable for the Spurs with left foot soreness. But Jalen Williams, J-Dub, who missed all of the last series against the Lakers for OKC, he is expected to play tonight and return for the first time in over six games. So that'll be interesting to watch how the guy that dropped 40 in the NBA Finals in a game last year participates and does in his first game back if he does indeed play. Spurs Thunder coming up at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. All right, we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll go streaking. We'll try to get you going here on a Monday. This is BetMGM Tonight here on Westwood One Sports.
The Patriots want revenge. The Broncos want payback. The Bills want retribution. It's all on the 2026 NFL schedule. And vengeance has never looked better. Westwood One Sports.
Success is picking up extra shifts for your family. Now you want to be the boss. Success is getting your foot in the door. Now you want to take the next step. Success looks different to everyone. And University of Maryland Global Campus can help you reach your goals. And there's never been a better time to get started on your future. No application fee if you apply by June 1st. As an accredited state university, UMGC has been transforming lives for over 75 years. With more than 135 undergraduate and graduate degrees and certificates, online and hybrid courses, personalized support, financial resources, and lifetime career services, achieving your dreams is more possible than ever before. Choose the program that's right for your career goals and get started on your next success. No application fee if you apply by June 1st. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev. Empower.
After wanting one for years, Kevin is finally enjoying his new hot tub.
This is the life.
He worked with Empower to help him get good at money, so now he could be a little bad.
Oh, no, not my phone.
Oh, Kevin. Kevin's phone may be in hot water, but his finances aren't. Invest well, live a little. Start today at empower.com.
My dad passed away unexpectedly. Of course, it was awful in every way, but we are very grateful that he had life insurance. So even after he was gone, he was still able to provide for us. And that's why I have life insurance for my family. Ethos.com. They make it fast and easy to get covered. It's 100% online. You get a quote in seconds, and you can apply in minutes. You get covered the same day.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required. Rates may vary.
In Denver, this wet weather is certainly making your drive a little more, well, treacherous. Let's take a look at your ride on 70 East on the approach to 225 in Aurora. Tough because of a crash just past 270. 270, both directions, always heavy on the approach to Vasquez. That's the case now. And then I-25 North, slow, a pretty typical backup, to be honest. From before Alameda Avenue, I-25 stays tough. Past Coors Field, in stretches all the way to 88th, a bit north of Denver there.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.